This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. It's Friday. It's World AIDS Day, and that's being marked here in Knox County as well as the Knox County Health Department does every year. So we're talking about World AIDS Day with the Health Department's Aaron Olson. Hi, Aaron. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, talk to me about the history of World AIDS Day and why we kind of make a note of it here.
The history of World AIDS Day was designated on December 1st in 1988. What the day is there for is it's designated to raise awareness about the AIDS pandemic. The World Health Organization is who started this day, getting it going. It's one of the eight official global health public campaigns that are marked every single year. So basically what the day is there to do is it's there to spread information and education about HIV infection. And it's also there to allow people to mourn those who have passed.
It's one of those things, while, you know, I don't want to, you know, lessen the importance of those whose lives have been lost to this, but it seems to me when I think of a pandemic, I think of something that's almost, you know, guaranteed to cause a serious health problem or a fatality or things like that. But in just that 30 years almost, that's we've come a long way in terms of at least trying to make life livable for somebody with HIV or AIDS, right?
I would agree completely. With it only, you know, being really talked about and generally referred to the beginning of AIDS epidemic in 81, mm-hmm. we've came a long way with the treatment alone. You know, people used to be, when they got the diagnosis of either HIV or AIDS, they thought of it as a death sentence. You know, they weren't thinking they were going to live for that long, and a lot of them didn't. But now people are living longer, healthier lives because of the treatments and, you know, the studies and the new medications that have came out. People are living much, much longer lives.
Are there indications that we're close to any sort of a cure, or at least continuing to improve people's lives who have this virus?
I think the information that we read is we're continuing to move forward to keep people healthier mm-hmm. and keep them living longer. But I think still studies are still going, and everything you read is still that once you do have the virus, it's still a virus that you will have for your life. But there is parts of it and a lot of it that is treatable to manage your life.
We should say that we're talking prior to a World AIDS Day tree lighting that the health department mm-hmm. does every day, every year. Mm-hmm. And by this time, it would have actually happened on Friday today. But why has it become important for the health department to kind of mark this locally?
I think locally we continue to mark this day every year because we do testing. You know, we do regular STD testing. We do HIV treatment or, you know, not treatment, but testing at the health department. And we have people who are living in our community with this. And we've been involved with this. I've been involved with the tree lighting for almost 17 years now.
Wow.
And doing that, I think it gives us the avenue to bring families and friends into our building and to let them have that night and that, you know, little bit of time where they can light that tree and they can remember those who are still living and those that have passed.
In terms of local numbers, how many people do we know are infected with HIV and how many are infected with AIDS? And have we had fatalities here in this area?
We have had fatalities over the year, but as of the 31st, December 31st of 2016, we have about 83 people living with HIV, non-AIDS, and AIDS that are still living. So that's a total number of it. We have about 40 who are living with non-HIV, and we have about 43 who are living with AIDS.
That's not an insignificant number.
No, not so much at all.
How do we find out about most of them locally? Do they come to the health department? Are they going to their doctors? Is it a combination of that? How does that process typically work?
The process works as kind of a combination. They can come to the health department. They can go to their regular doctor's office, and they can also go to places within the area. Some people will go to Central Illinois Friends in Peoria, who is going to be one of our speakers, you know, who's one of our speakers at the tree lighting tonight. But they can go there. They can go to any of their hospitals, and they can come to us. But we do get, you know, people who come in for the testing. They want the rapid testing, which is the finger prick screening, or we can actually do the blood draw for people to get that screening done. And one of the biggest things I can say is don't be afraid to come in and get that screening done. You know, it can be passed from, you know, sexual contact, it can be passed through shared use of dirty needles, to sometimes people work in medical fields and there is accidental sticks, you know, and they then must be tested and they have to go through a process to see where they stand also.
The shared dirty needle thing, it seems to me, I imagine that happens more than I would think it would, despite all the efforts we've had over the years to at least get people to properly dispose of needles and that sort of thing. What still causes that? Is it a variety of things, drug use, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's the variety of use. From the drug use is primarily what, you know, we would think and we would see. But we, you know, at the health department, we do have the needle containers, you know, where you can bring, you can come get the container, you can take it, put your dirty needles in it and bring it back, you know, and get a new container. But the biggest thing we try to do with HIV that's going to help lower is the education and prevention. You have to educate and let people know what HIV is and what it does to your body. And you also have to be smart about your prevention, you know, being safe if you're going to be, you know, sexually active with a partner, or if you're going to be needle using, whatever it is, you need to be safe and use precautions.
In terms of what those two diseases do to the body, is it like other things, like, you know, flu-like symptoms or whatever, as to how it starts, or as you notice that something might be wrong?
A lot of the symptoms can be confused with exactly the symptoms you just said. Flu-like symptoms, being very, very tired, losing weight without trying, and not a lot of other symptoms, you know, people don't want to hear about.
Yeah.
But those are the main ones that some of them see. But a lot of the patients that do come in, you know, you will see that they know their history. And they can come in and they say, I think I've put myself at risk. You know, I've had X amount of partners, or I know my partner, you know, is HIV positive and moving forward. And when we talk about this, we're talking about males, females, kids, adults, you know, male-female relationships, male-male, female-female, all relationships in general, this happens in. Because in the beginning, we read a lot of stuff and it was primarily they were looking at gay men, and that right. is not, it is transformed to be worldwide into everybody that can contract this disease.
But like, again, like a lot of other diseases or illnesses or whatever, either, you know, protection and being aware and in some cases abstinence is really the way to go, right?
It is. If you are not sure, abstinence is your best way. But if you still aren't sure and you think you're going to move forward, use some form of protection to have a barrier is the easiest way to say if you're going to be in some form of sexual activity.
As we've talked more, I think, in Knox County about mental health, how do survivors do it, I guess? I mean, I imagine it's like a lot of things. You know, you have good days and you have bad, but I wonder at one point, is it difficult to maybe balance, you know, maybe feeling sorry for yourself and regretting maybe some of your actions versus, hey, I'm a survivor, I'm going to be okay?
I think a lot of it is you need a lot of support.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to need your friends, you're going to need your family. And like with everything else, like you said, you're going to have bad days, you know, and you're going to have better days. Some of the people that I've met and I've talked to, there's times when there's a lot of sicknesses and illnesses going around. They're at home, you know, because of their immune system, you know, having not as high as ours and not working as well. They stay home, you know, and that can get hard when you're having to stay, you know, stay in and stay away from people. But for the majority of them, it's just a lot of family support.
Absolutely. How can folks get more information, and maybe if they need to get tested or whatever, or think they should get tested, how can they do that?
They can call the health department at 344-2224 to come in and get tested and find more information.
By the time this airs, I think the ceremony may be close to ending. So at some point, go to the health department and see it lit up. I like lights anyway, but
yes,
it's a very important reason why those lights are on that tree outside the health department every year.
It is. There's about 2,700 lights on there representing men and women who are living and have passed, and you can stop by and I would be glad to tell you all about World AIDS Day and take you out to our memorial garden and just show it off to you.
Aaron Olson with the Knox County Health Department, thanks so much. Have a good weekend and a great holiday.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll have more coming up, including sports next, when Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL.